The gospel reading today we hear as our blessed Lord appears to his apostles, that he breathes on them. That's something that probably most of us would find rather disgusting. And yet at the same time, this is something that is of great importance. In order to fully understand it, you have to go back to the second chapter of Genesis, because in there we see God creating Adam, and then God breathes into the nostrils of Adam the breath of life. And so this is showing that there is a new creation. And we see this in two different ways in the gospel. We see it at the very end when St. John talks about everything that is written in this book is written so that you will believe and that you will have life in his name. But we also see it then in the point of our Lord breathing on his apostles and giving them the grace to be able to forgive sin. This is something perhaps we just take very much for granted, but we really can't. We have to be able to go back to that question even that the Pharisees asked. Who can forgive sin but God alone? No one. And obviously you can and must forgive people who sin against you personally, but who can actually forgive our sins? It is only God. And that's the spirit that our Lord was breathing into his apostles. Obviously, they already had life. They didn't need to become alive. But the life that St. John is talking about is a supernatural life. But what our Lord did is something even different from that, because it's the priesthood. It is that power to forgive sin that he has given to his apostles and to their successors. And we have to remember, when we talk about God forgiving sin, which is exactly, by the way, what happens when you go into the confessional, it is the Lord who forgives the sin, because the priest, due to his ordination, stands in the very person of Jesus Christ. And so at the moment that the consecration of the Eucharist happens, at the moment that the absolution from sin happens, at the moment that someone is anointed, at those moments, it is the Lord working through the humanity of the priest, because the priest as a human being has no more ability than you do to be able to take away somebody's sin. But God does. And so the Lord, because of the priesthood, works through the humanity of the priest to be able to absolve us of our sins. And now we have to remember what that means. The beautiful thing is that when God forgives sin, he forgives it. He literally removes it from your soul. It is no longer there. There are so many people who struggle with the concept of forgiveness. My sins are so big, how could God forgive me? I'm so rotten, I'm whatever. It's a bunch of garbage. Number one, to think that your sins are so big that God can't forgive them is pure arrogance, if you really think about it, because it says, I, little me, little speck of dust, can do something that is even bigger than God. Really? Good luck. No, you can't. So remember what St. Therese said. Think of the biggest sin. Think of the worst sin you can possibly think of. She said, compared to God's mercy, that's like one drop of water in the ocean of God's mercy. The biggest sin you can think of is like one drop of water, because God is infinite and we are not. So we can commit some pretty heinous sins and we can offend God greatly. But those sins that are on our soul are still, compared to God, they're still very small, as big as they may be. But remember, when the Lord forgives, it's gone. The effects of the sin will remain, so the weaknesses, the memories, the struggles, the temptations, those things will remain. That doesn't mean the sin isn't gone. That means that you hurt yourself and you've weakened yourself and now you have to work to strengthen things back up. But the sin itself is gone. And so if you have received absolution in the confessional, just have confidence in the Lord. And when the devil's right there to say, you can't be forgiven or your sins are too big or whatever they are, just tell him to get lost. He is a loser, pure and simple. Tell him where he can go because he's the one who chose to go there. We don't need to put up with his nonsense because they're all lies. We need to look to the truth. And the truth is the mercy of God. The truth is the forgiveness of sin. The truth is that God loves you so much he wants to give you his life, which means that the sins have to be removed so that grace can be in there. That's exactly what we see. We see the forgiveness of sin at the beginning of the gospel today, and we see St. John telling us that this is so that we can have life. Those two go together. You can't have sanctifying grace if there's mortal sin. And so we need to get rid of the sin. And that's exactly what God wants to do. So these are concepts that may be difficult for us. How can this happen? Does God really do this? God can't lie. When he said he forgives our sins, he forgives our sins. He's not like us. We can give lip service to it sometimes, but we still hang on. We don't let go. When God forgives, he destroys the sin. So have faith, have confidence, have trust. Know that if you have truly repented and your sins are forgiven, they are gone. And sanctifying grace is in your soul. Embrace that. Be at peace with that. But live it. So if there's anything, if you know somebody or if you yourself, if there's something that's there on your soul and you have not confessed it, and you know it's there, but you're so ashamed or you think that this is too big to be forgiven, please come to the Lord in the confessional. A couple of minutes of humility is all that it takes to have your sins completely, 100% removed, so that they are no longer there. You can't hide your sins from God. He knows what's there. So don't play games. Don't try to fool him. Don't try to be deceptive. Just be honest. Confess your sin and let God forgive it. That's all that it takes. We just, in our humanness, the devil just plays games with us. We need to tell him to get lost. I always like to think of that story of the woman who came to Padre Pio, where he wasn't supposed to. He got in trouble because he kept telling people what their sins were because he could read their souls. This woman came in, so he was finally told, you have to stop doing this. So, well, he knew what the sins were. This woman came in, confessed her sins. He said, there's something else. No, there's nothing else. Well, he said, I'll go and do this and then come back. And so she goes and comes back. Did what you said. No, there's nothing else. He goes, well, go and do that again. Comes back. No, there's nothing else. Well, go do it a third time. No, there's nothing else. He said, what about the abortion? Oh, she said, you knew about that? You can't hide anything from God. So don't try to. If there is something there, no matter what it is, bring it to the Lord and let him forgive you. Let him bring you back to union with himself. Let him give you his life, because that's what he wants to do. That's how much he loves you. And if you love him, then look at the areas where you have offended him and repent of those things so that your sins can be forgiven and you can have true life.